Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey Amy, welcome to Thursday.
Thanks. I've been in Thursday for a couple of hours now. What about you? Your welcome's just a little bit late, my friend.
Okay.
I expect daily calls at 12:01 from you.
That can be arranged.
Actually, I don't.
Hey, I know where that song from yesterday comes from.
Oh, the what was it again?
Day by Day.
Day by Day.
Godspell.
Yeah. Oh, I have seen Godspell.
That's why you know what song. I was singing.
Ah, day by day.
Yeah.
Cool.
Dear Lord, three things I pray. I'm not going to sing it, but yeah. Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah, just thought I'd let you know because it was got stuck in my head and I know it got stuck in yours.
That's...
So I thought I'd relieve you of that stuckness.
Is Godspell, it's different to Jesus Christ Superstar, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, because Jesus Christ Superstar was what I got for my 10th birthday. It's three tickets to that. So me and two of my best friends went to see John Farnham.
Yes.
Who else was it? It was Johnny...
English.
English.
Yeah.
It was Kate Sobrano.
Yes.
It was unbelievable. I loved it.
Yes.
Back in, must have been 1990, or maybe it was my 12th birthday, 92. It was a long time ago, but it was, my parents were right into good presents back then. Hmm. No Barbie dolls
back
for
then,
me.
Oh, have they changed?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I think we need to have this conversation offline. I now just get my own things or just say, give me a Bunnings voucher because it went downhill very fast.
Oh.
Yeah. And I talk to them about it now. Like I say, you're not very good at buying me presents. Like you buy good presents for Cal, you buy good presents for the kids, but I don't get good presents anymore, so please stop trying.
Oh, wow.
Very grateful of me.
I can imagine you being like honest and straightforward and blunt.
Yeah.
It's just so unlike you.
Yes. Well, I get good Bunnings vouchers now. Tell us what... is today's episode going to be about, for those that didn't look at the title?
Magazines? Is that what we're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, magazines.
Okay. Oh, I was just going to mention that we have a whole episode on books and magazines in long form.
Yes.
Our long form short podcast. So I'll put a link in the show notes and everybody can go back and listen to that if they want to be further inspired by us, our dulcet tones.
And we actually have a really special thing we want to shout out in this episode that I didn't even tell you about yet, Kirst.
No, you did
not. We got a new Patreon supporter overnight, Janet Hale. Thank you so much for joining our Patreon supporter team. For those of you who don't know, Patreon is a supporter platform for creatives. So obviously we have a podcast, which is a creative endeavor, and we cover some of our costs through advertising, but we also have the opportunity for Patreons just like yourself to come on board and be a supporter from as little as $1 a month. So I think we've got supporters anywhere from $1 to $10 a month, And it really helps us to bring out new content and keep doing what we're doing. And it's a way that you can say thank you to creators. Obviously, that podcasts are free. So it's a lovely way of people supporting us. So Janet Hale, you are today's legend. We are so, so grateful for you.
Thanks, Janet.
All right. Now, magazines. Why magazines, Kirst?
Well, you made a point that if you are not reading them during isolation, then you're probably never going to read them. So that doesn't mean that you have to get rid of them all today, because maybe you're still working. Maybe you actually don't have a lot of time at the moment. You're just being safe at home. But maybe you do have a lot of time. And so maybe if you are not reading them all, but if you haven't read them all by today, let them go. Or if you haven't read them all by the end of COVID-19, then it's probably a great opportunity to free up some space in your home for things that really do matter.
Yeah, the types of magazines that we see in homes. I see a lot of like the National Geographic kids magazines, which are excellent for kids, but kids don't tend to go back and use them. Perhaps what you could use them for is you could do paper mache, or you could do cut and paste, or you could get your kids to look back over a National Geographic kids and create a quiz or something like that. Cookbooks, just pick something to cook once a week out of your cookbooks or your superfood ideas or your Donna Hay or whatever your magazines are, so that you are going to use them. And then I think there's freedom just to get rid of the magazine once you're done. Like if there's really nothing else you're going to cook out of there or read article wise, give yourself the freedom to pop them in your recycling bin. Magazines are one of the things that you can actually declutter and get rid of while in ISO, because all rubbish collection is still essential services. So that will be able to go out every fortnight or however long it goes out for you.
Yeah. And magazines are really easy, particularly, well, they can be easy. If you have, as we said, if you've been like, oh, you know, I'll actually sit down and make time to read a magazine, and you don't, you're actually on Facebook or you're playing a game on your phone instead, because that's what we do now instead of reading a magazine, or you just don't have time to read a magazine because you're busy helping the kids with distance education whilst trying to do some work, whilst trying to cook dinner and make everybody get out and go for exercise, whilst juggling everything else, whilst checking on friends and ringing parents and making sure they're okay and ringing your grandparents and, you know, having house parties with your friends. Oh my goodness. What are you choosing to spend your time on? Is it reading a magazine? We really want to challenge you to question, is it actually to read a magazine at the moment and reading that article in the 1992 Better Homes and Gardens magazine?
Yeah, that's probably not. Yeah, no. If you're into housey kind of stuff and you buy the housey magazines, one website that we really love is Houzz.com, H-O-U-Z-Z. So I've been writing for Houzz for a couple of years now, and that is a great place to go for all those type of articles. So renovating and decorating and decluttering and doing projects around the backyard and inside, it's all there. You don't necessarily need to have the physical magazine. Or if you are a magazine person, just make the commitment to yourself that you're going to throw them out once you're done, or even that you're going to throw it out before you bring a new one in. That could be your one in, one out rule.
So many creative ideas. And you know, if the kids are getting bored, give them your magazine collection and say, okay, you know, what can you come up with this this lot? Like, make your own magazine, you know, make your own articles, pick out the pictures, make, you know, cut out dresses for dolls. Like, there, you can be so creative with magazines, but that does not mean that you need to keep them in the hope that your kids who aren't creative and aren't into art and craft, maybe one day they will be. So it's always this tension during COVID-19, I think, of I'll keep it just in case my kids end up tearing their hair out, and they've never done that type of stuff. So why would they start doing it now? So just want to encourage those of you who are tempted to hold on to things just in case, think creatively about how you can inspire your kids to do what you hope that they may do. You know, like I remember, speaking of who aspirational clutter, we've spoken about it in types of clutter episode. I remember thinking when my kids were really little, you know, I really want to be that early childhood educator type of mum where I set out lots of play for them and they'll play and they'll be so creative. And I remember thinking, doing it and going, this is why I send my kids to preschool. This is why I send them to daycare, because I'd set out a whole thing for them and they'd play with it for 2 seconds and it would be done and it'd be, and they'd move on. Now, I know you were different, Amy, and your kids would be more creative.
Yeah, and I was early educator mum. Like I loved that. I was Mrs. Maker.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but I didn't. I enjoyed setting up the play, but then the kids didn't play for very long with it. So then I'd be like, well, that was pointless. So just want to give you permission. If you are Mrs. Maker, that's awesome. And if your kids are mini Mr. Makers and mini Miss Makers, that's awesome. Go keep all the magazines. Use them to your heart's content. But if you were like me and your kids and you'd spend like hours on Pinterest coming up with all these wonderful ideas and then you'd spend money and time creating these, you know, wonderful opportunities for them and they kind of stuck their finger up at you, then let go of that aspirational mum and just let go of any expectations of your children that they're going to be like that. They'll find their own creativity in their own time, in their own way, and hopefully it will have nothing to do with you.
You've totally given me the giggles, Kirst. Here's what I'm picturing. I'm picturing Kirsty maybe 6 years ago and Ollie's four and you're set up like an activity and in true Ollie style, he'd like give it a bit of a go, give you a bit of encouragement. Oh, this looks really good, Mum, but can I go outside and play instead? Like quite diplomatic. And then Amy just turns around and gives you the finger as a two-year-old. That's sass. Like she's not mean. She's got not a mean bone in her, but that sass of like, no thanks, Mum.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you. Just take, now I'm rocking in the fetal position as I remember that season of my life.
Oh, we had the funniest thing yesterday. I was talking to the kids about, you know, were they missing their friends and did they want to download this new app called House Party that friends were telling us about, and my nieces and nephews are using. And Jessie, who's 13, just about to turn 14, goes, oh, no, Mum, I was made for a season of isolation. I was like laughing. He goes, no, seriously, I've been practicing for this my whole life. I was like, oh, never a truer word from an introvert that does not need a lot of social interaction.
Oh, that is so funny.
Here I am thinking, oh, the poor kid, he's not, you know, he's a teenager. It's so important for them to have contact with their friends. No, he's been in training and he's at high performance at the moment.
Oh, my goodness, that is so funny.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Whereas, like, we are not big, how do I put it politely and diplomatically? So our kids aren't allowed to use devices very much, and they're not allowed to use devices unsupervised, and they're not allowed to, like, they're not allowed to do online gaming with their friends. They're not allowed to do interactive device using very much at all. And then yesterday Oliver was on FaceTime calls with some friends at school, and I realized actually, and my natural instinct was like, Oliver, get off the phone, like, stop. You know, that's not how we use our phones in our house. You know, like, of course that's how you use phones. Like, I'm just trying to be, we're trying to be protective of our children and their online, in their online space. So my natural reaction was like, Ollie, what are you doing? Like, that's, you know, you're stopping kids from learning. And then I realized actually he's really missing school.
Yeah, it's a massive part.
He's really missing the social interaction. Like, he did not want to come and be in isolation. He was all like, can't we just say that you guys are in emergency services and can't I just stay at school? Because he really wanted to stay at school.
He really wanted you to have a career change.
Yeah, no, thank you. I am amazed at all the people who are doing that for us. So thank you if you are one of those people. But then I realized actually he's missing his social interaction, so this is fine. But yeah, I was like, come out into the lounge room, do it where I can see you and have clothes on. he had taken some photos of himself. They were, him and Emily were in our bedroom, in their bedroom. Oliver's got a bunk. They were playing this, like, you're not allowed to get off the bunk game. Like,
oh, yeah, my kids play that ground. All the time, yeah.
Yeah, and the room was quite stuffy, and they'd put all their blankets and pillows, they'd pull pillows from our bedroom, they'd, like, surrounded themselves, so they were really hot. So Ollie had stripped off down to his, like, shorts, but then he'd taken some photos of himself, like, and sent them to his mates.
Oh, that's not, so funny.
But in a very, very innocent 10-year-old way. Like, yeah. There was nothing wrong with it, except it was wrong.
There was no motive or intent that was wrong.
And so I just said, hey, I had to say to him later, dude,
we don't send nudes.
And he's like, but I had clothes on. I was like, I know, but it doesn't look like you did, and that's inappropriate. So you need to be appropriate, especially with your school friends, because they're, you know, the school have got policies about clothes, having clothes on when sending photos. So,
For good reason.
I know. It was just like all sorts of things that I didn't think I would have to have a conversation with my 10-year-old about.
That's fantastic. Anyway, but good probably, on you for having the conversation.
I know. Probably TMI for this podcast, actually.
Oh, nothing's TMI for this podcast. Are you kidding? We got onto one of our Head, Heart and Home coaching calls the other day, and everyone was like telling us whether or not they were wearing bras after my comment that ISO means you don't have to wear a bra.
I know, and I was still flushing red going, TMI, TMI,
yeah, no,
TMI.
There's nothing that we don't talk about.
Okay. In your own head.
What are you grateful for today, Kirst?
I am grateful for sneaky chocolate.
Ooh, what do you? What's your chocolate of choice at the moment?
Green, black, green. What is it? Black and greens, green and blacks. I can't even.
Is that the brand or the flavor?
Yeah, it's a brand.
Okay,
and it's called these. Oh, I'm gonna have to take a photo and put it up in the community.
Please.
It's called salted caramel and almond little slithers or something. I can't even remember.
That sounds like, right up your alley, though.
They are so yummy, and Simon and I. Simon bought a couple of packets, and then in ISO I bought a few.
Brilliant.
And we've both been like going in and sneaking a couple every couple of hours.
Good.
And then we suddenly go, hold on, the pack's empty. Did you eat these? Oh, I thought I was the only one eating.
You should have said to him, I haven't touched them, babe. You are looking a little pudgy around the tummy.
Oh my goodness. If you could see Simon now, he's still going for like 17K runs and 5K runs at lunchtime, and he's still being very, we are definitely not rolling out of this house at the end of ISO. We will be sprinting out in full fitness and health at the end of ISO in this
house.
That's
great. Now you've made me want to go and get chocolate, but going and getting chocolate's not an essential trip out of the house, so I'm going to restrain.
I'm sorry.
We did cook a beautiful apple and cinnamon tea cake yesterday, Jessie and I.
Oh, lovely.
But it was demolished. Demolished? No, what's the word? Polished
demolished.
Off.
And
it
demolished.
Wasn't demolished. Well, maybe it was.
It was.
Yeah, okay.
It was both.
They ate it all by the time I got off our coaching call. I did get a piece, but that eaten a lot.
So they will be rolling out of the house at the end of
October. No, they're kids. They just run it off. It's ridiculous.
So annoying.
I know.
What are you grateful for? Kids who can eat. Who can eat whatever they want and they just run it off.
It's ridiculous. I am grateful for HelloFresh. So this is not a sponsored grateful post. Although they have been sponsors of the podcast in the past. I'm really grateful that we are in the habit of using them because while we're in ISO, it's actually limited our use of having to go to the shops a lot. The portion sizes are big enough that the four of us can have dinner and then more often than not, there's two serves for lunch the following day. So we've found just by having HelloFresh delivered, just our normal delivery, we just get three meals a week, that has really, really taken off some of that pressure of, oh, we're out of bread again. Oh, we've got nothing for lunch. Like it's just been really good. So it's not something we've started in ISO, but I'm grateful for it in ISO.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
This has been longer than normal because we've been talking about, you know, silliness, which is good. It's good.
It has been. Good. Yeah, it's over 20 minutes. Goodness, they're getting longer. We said 5 to 15 at the start. Now we just rattle.
Oh,
prattle on.
That's because we're both missing in ISO? Each other.
Well, we are hoping that you guys are also having a grateful Thursday. Come over and join our Facebook community. I think we're close to 6,000 members now, so come and join us.
We want to see that to 60,000 by the end of ISO.
Wow. We're setting very high goals for people in ISO. Kess is just going gung-ho on it.
That's what I do. I set big audacious numbers.
You set massive audacious numbers and then I feel ye of little faith when I set a goal that I think's actually achievable.
It is ye of little faith.
It is actually us showing our opposites though.
Yes.
Not that you're usually lowballing and I'm usually highballing, but it's a funny dynamic in us whenever we set goals that I'm always like, really? I was thinking like a quarter of that.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
So to get to 60,000, we all need you just to tell like how many? Just 10 friends.
Just tell 100,000 friends of yours about.
Just 100 friends. You just need to tell 100 friends. I don't know. How many do we need? How many?
If you tell a couple of friends, that would be awesome. That's all we're asking of you today. And also come and be a Patreon.
You literally have to tell 10 friends.
10, right. Invite 10 friends.
10 friends and we'll get to 60,000.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it, team. Kirsty's making it a smart goal. She's even giving us the way to achieve it.
Yeah, 10 friends.
No pressure at all.
And you don't even need them. Just tell them to listen to the podcasts, like invite them to the Facebook community, but say this podcast is silly. It'll make you laugh. Girls are silly. Yes. And useful and helpful.
Yes, as a secondary measure, we're useful and helpful in decluttering and organizing. I feel like we need to just sign off before we demise into absolute stupidity.
Okay, well, go and enjoy your magazines and then get rid of them, okay?
Yes, that's the deal. And then invite 10 friends.
And 10 friends.
Have a great day,
people.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.